Bishop T.D. Jakes is one of the world's most widely recognized pastors and a New York Times bestselling author of over 30 books, named by Time magazine as America's best preacher. His message is of healing and restoration, transcending cultural and denominational barriers. His new book, Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive, he outlines how to rediscover your natural aptitudes and reclaim the wisdom of your past experiences. When attuned to divinely inspired instincts, he believes we can become in sync with the opportunities life presents and discover a fresh abundance of resources. He defines following your heart, a gut feeling, a hunch, or an intuition as instinct, the inner knowledge bubbling up from a wellspring of wisdom. Within that can lead to a bigger elephant-sized life. In fact, there's an elephant on the cover of the book. Bishop T.D. Jakes, thank you very much for being with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be with you.
A delight to have you back on the program. What led you to think about instinct in this way?
Joe, several years ago, I took a trip to South Africa to speak to a group of black billionaires who were the first to become so after the apartheid. And after I had concluded the seminars and sessions that I was brought there to teach, as one of the perks of coming over there, they gave me the honor of going on a safari, which I had never been before. So my son and I went on this safari. And as we went on the safari, the tour guide was a zoologist, and we were also accompanied by a Zulu. And the zoologist could explain about the animals. He gave me all kinds of pertinent information, much of which I used metaphorically in the book. But he couldn't find the elephant. He could explain it, but he couldn't find the elephant. The Zulu stood up on the Jeep and said, "The elephant is over there." And when he said it to me, all of a sudden, I realized I was seated between intellect and instinct, that intellect can explain it, but only instinct can find it. That's the one thing that we can't get from resumes. We can find out how intelligent a person is, but we can't find out do they have the instinct to do what they were created to do. And as I begin to do research on instinct, every major move that I've ever made in my life that was really profitable, that was really comfortable, that was really creative for me, came out of me following my instinct. And I began to write that book about my life and other people's lives and the choices that they made instinctively that shattered glass ceilings and broke through barriers and accomplished much of which we are all a benefit of.
Instinct different from intellect or insight or intuition?
Well, when you look at intellect, you're looking at information, empirical data. You start looking at things that have been, that we've learned, that we read, that we were exposed to, that inform our intellect. That's very different from instinct. Instinct is in spite of information. There may not be any data to verify or validate what you're trying to do, but you're instinctively drawn toward it, much like sea turtles who are born on land. The moment they crack through their shell, they start heading for the water instinctively, no mother there to guide them to the water like geese. They just, on their own instinct, move toward the water because as they move into that environment, they begin to find out this is the atmosphere that I work the best in. And I'm asking people, what draws you? What motivates you? What inspires you? What do you do that when you do it, it doesn't feel like work to do it? And if we move into those positions and the ocean of ideas that surround them, then we are best utilized and we are more effective.
So answer the question of, if it is so strong in us and almost a hard wiring, a drive, why is it often difficult to connect with it, to discover it within us?
I think there's a lot of things that contribute to that, Joe. One of the things that I've noticed is that we have this need, this sociological need to fit in. And we spend sometimes years out of our lives trying to fit in with people, trying to respond and reshape ourselves into every contortion imaginable to be what other people need us to be. And then when the person is gone, we don't know who we are. Between that and the fact that there is a certain amount of fear that comes along with being instinctive, we're going where we've never done before to do what we've never done before. Of course, we're going to be intimidated. But what I want people to understand is that everybody I've met, regardless of whether they're an Angela Bassett in film or an Oprah Winfrey in television, or whether they're anybody doing anything that Ted Turner building CNN, it doesn't matter what it is. These were people who were instinctive, and they followed their instincts. They broke rules, shattered ceilings, and crossed over barriers. And I think all of us are benefited when people follow their instincts. They contribute to a much higher level than people who just acquiesce to the status quo.
There comes a point where you have to trust it, right? You have to trust the instinct.
Yes. You absolutely have to trust it, and you have to grow. And in the book, I'm careful to point out, this is not an open sesame magic incantation that you quote and all of a sudden Kool-Aid starts coming out of the water fountain. This is a practical, pragmatic guide that includes the fact that there will be obstacles. There will be intimidation, and anytime you enter into a new jungle or a new arena for which you have not been spawned and not been developed in that environment, there's predators. There's all types of things that exist, whether you're in politics or business or religion or media, it doesn't matter what it is. Every jungle has its own predators. And in order to survive in those new idioms of thought, you have to be instinctive. And I talk a lot about being an immigrant invited into a new arena, a new jungle, a new world, and how you have to go in there and not only read what is written, which would inform your intellect, but sense what is not written, because there are always spoken and unspoken rules in every jungle, and how to adapt to new environments. That's what the book is about, how to adapt to new environments and to break through barriers that feel like a cage to you.
How do you think instinct plays a role in faith?
I think it plays a tremendous role in faith, because faith empowers you to respond to your instincts. If you're going to respond to your instincts, you have to do it by faith, whether that faith is a formalized faith of faith in God, but it is also the very practical faith of faith in yourself. But the Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So it's not just that Christ strengthens, it's also that I can do. Some people have faith in God, but no faith in themselves, and some people have faith in themselves and no faith in God. But before it's over, I think more times than not, you need faith in both in order to be able to pull off moving into the wider arena of what you were created to be rather than what you had to be to survive in the environment you were in.
The subtitle of the book is The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. And as you said, it's not like this magic moment, but there is a power that you have to tap and to develop. And you give wonderful examples in the book of how to do that. Should we do more of empowering people at the very beginning of their lives to make this more?
I'm glad you asked me that, Joe, because I think we come in this world a blank sheet of paper, a clean slate, with an opportunity to enhance our children by studying our children. What are they instinctively? What are their proclivities that they gravitate toward? Like the sea turtles gravitate to the water, find that thing that they gravitate toward and invest there, whether it's ballet or football, whether it's economics or astrology. It doesn't matter what astronomy, it doesn't matter what it is, but if they gravitate toward it, you want to strengthen how they've been pre-wired rather than to manipulate your child into being what you had in mind. Give them the power to become what they were created to be and what God had in mind.
When you're out and you're talking about this book, what kind of questions do you get that surprise you? I mean, do people, is it an easy sell, I guess?
Well, you know, the most shocking thing is how people really seem to get it. You know, when write something like this, you have a certain amount, I certainly have a certain amount of intimidation and fear, will they get what I'm trying to say? But it seems to have struck a real chord for a whole lot of people. I just did a life class for Oprah Winfrey on Sunday night, and I'm going to do another one this Sunday night. I've been invited to Black Enterprise to speak to entrepreneurs in Columbus, and I'll be speaking there as well. It seems to transcend not just people of faith, but even people outside of the parameters of organized religion have said, you know, I realize that I have instincts too, and I have creativity down inside of me, and sometimes what I do from 9 to 5 does not reflect who I am inside. And for those people, this has been a strong tool and a catalyst for them to better understand themselves.
T.D. Jakes' new book is Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. It's always a pleasure to welcome you to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Thank you. Again, the title of the book, Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. It is published by Faith Words. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.